The Canadian court hands Christians a religious freedom to feed. We get a sad update on the missionary plane crash in Kenya. And Global Action announces its mission trip winner and sees God working in a new area. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A court decision in Western Canada reveals the tenuous state of religious liberty in Canada. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike explains.
Saskatchewan's Court of Queen's Bench upheld a ruling that said Marriage Commissioner Orville Nichols did not have the right to refuse to marry a same-sex couple in April 2004 on the basis of his Christian belief.
The ruling sets a chilling precedent for evangelical Christians.
Essentially, the message that this sends is that his religious beliefs are to be kept private and that he cannot make a decision in line with his religious belief.
Could it be a legal precedent under hate crimes? Conandike says it's the beginning of a slippery slope.
There is a concern that Christians could be forced to stay silent and not be able to share publicly their beliefs on Scripture and their religious convictions.
It's a wake-up call. Conandike says,
pray that Christians in Canada will recognize when their religious rights are being violated and rely on the Lord to guide them as to how to respond to such challenges.
Next, churches in Kazakhstan face harassment from authorities. Two women have been interrogated and fined, and one of them faces deportation for illegal missionary activity, says Forum 18 News. The Mission Society's Scott Tucker explains why Kazakhs tend to mistrust Christians.
Your average man or woman on the street still thinks of Protestant Christianity as something foreign, as a cult or some small-eyed group. They don't have a place in their mental boxes to put that kind of a religious expression.
Although Kazakhstan's Constitutional Council struck down an oppressive religion law in February, Christians fear the law could be reintroduced in another few years.
They may just regroup and try something new in a couple of years. They may try to continue to see that articles in newspapers continue to be derogatory or defamatory towards Protestant Christians.
Pray for Christians as they share the love of Christ with suspicious neighbors. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, Mission Network News and Global Action recently partnered together to give away a mission trip. Sarah Kornman won the trip and will be traveling to northern India over the New Year's holiday. Global Action began their ministry 3 years ago in an area where they'd never seen a white person, and many freeze to death every winter because of the lack of clothing. Lars Dunberg with Global Action says,
for the last few years, we have tried to help these people and showing the love of Christ by just wrapping a woolen blanket around these people. And you can't believe what a very heavy set woolen blanket will do. It will save a life. It will avoid illness. It will make them survive the winter.
When the Nationals ask Global Action why they come, they say,
we are here because someone loved us. And because we love you, and we want to share that love with you as well.
So far, Global Action has opened a school, broke ground for a clinic, developed an outreach for orphans, and will dedicate a church this week. To participate in one of these trips, visit our website. Meanwhile, we have more bad news following last week's AIM Air plane crash in Nairobi, Kenya. 33-year-old AIM Air mechanic Ryan Williams, a passenger in the crash, died of his injuries. He had been transported to South Africa to be treated for his burns. Williams is survived by his wife Dawn and 4 children. The pilot of the plane, 35-year-old Frank Taves, didn't survive the August 1st crash. The cause of the crash isn't known. A memorial fund has been established to help the families. Go to our website to help them. And the time to make jam has come. Every year, a church in Chile has opened their doors to neighborhood women for a jam-making day. Bright Hope International says this year they had 20 women show up. Before, they had had just a handful of participants and very little fruit for their labors. Well, this was the first time they made enough to sell. The project has created interest in the church among neighboring towns. Pray that it'll keep growing, and with it, the number of believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.